Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4. Hello. Welcome to the pre-show here for the 26th. And sorry we didn't have a video yesterday. We did have a video, but for some reason it was, the file was corrupted. It was, hold on for a minute. The file on yesterday's video, I'm told by the folks that work, our techs, said that it didn't read. It was just completely fucked up. So I think I know what happened. I won't go into it, but it was a different. It was a video I was using. It wasn't me. It wasn't our usual green screen. It was some other thing. So 1, 2, 3. I'm gonna look and see. I don't want to do. I want to do the commercial right now. We can do the doing. What are we doing? Let me see. Sammy, 10:25. Okay. What is it, man? Scheduled for 10:25. Boundless Technology. And Jay Cutler's whole, I think I'm doing it right. Podcasting, right? I think I'm doing it right. What the fuck, you know, what does that mean? Why, you know, that is such a typically, you know, I'm a badass athlete thing. I get it. I understand, you know, I get it done. I'm the man. I, you know, the whole consciousness of, surrounding being a hard-charging athlete. It's podcasting, right? I think I'm doing it right. Well, we'll see if you're doing it right, but I don't know. Bugs me, man. Bugs me a lot, you know? It bugs me! Okay. Don't forget. If I could sell these, if I could have to get these made and sell these, I would, you know. Phil Hendry. Should we have a Phil Hendry beanie? Jeff? I don't know if people would buy these. It should say Phil Hendry Show across the front with a fucking beanie and a propeller. That's a copyright. It must be a copyrighted or copyrighted design. I'm not sure. You know? I'm not sure. Oh, fuck. Jeff, what do you think?
Well, I mean, we're going to be doing... We had a cease and desist that was sent to us early yesterday morning. I think I got at my house. I have an attorney that told us to cease and desist the use of Spook House because it was in use. And this was Ms. Dooley, who's been on your program before.
We have Bobby Dooley from Western Estates. Bobby?
Yeah. Hi. Mr. Doubter, are you there?
Yeah, ma'am. I'm right here.
Right. Spookorama, and my husband Steve has the exact word. Do you have it, Steve?
Yeah. Spookorama is...
Don't blow the phone.
God damn, man. I'm sorry. Spookorama is the name of what we do.
Let me read it. Spookorama is a promotion that Western Estates Homeowners Association has been done, or has done, did, I'm sorry,
has done
since 2110, or 2010.
Oh! Woo. Halsey, how's it going?
Phil, it's going great, and, it's going wonderful, and the great pumpkin head will chase the little kids around the pumpkin patch. They can be, now I know that people freaked out, but this year in conjunction with Jeff Downer, we'll do Spookorama, we'll do Ghoul House, where a man with an axe, it's a plastic axe, chases little kids around.
All right, this is a thing, why do you do that?
Why do I do it, or the actor that I hired?
Why do you sponsor something like that?
Why do I sponsor? Because it's fun, Phil, because the kids want to have fun. The children, they're not hurt. I'll tell you, I'm the bad axe murderer, and
these kids can't be any older than 10.
No, we insist that the only thing we insist on is that they be younger than the age of 10, and that they're alone in the house with me only. Now the parents are outside, and at any time the children can exit. They have to find their way out of there because we don't have time to...
Why wouldn't you have exits clearly marked so if the children got scared, there'd be someone to lead them out?
Because that blows the whole effect, for fuck's sake!
When did New Orleans win the Super Bowl? They won the Super Bowl, the 2010 Super Bowl, right? January 2010, they beat the Colts. Am I right? With Drew Brees, and Peyton Manning was playing for the Colts. 10-10 ball game, tied up, 3 minutes and 58 seconds left in this piece of shit. Seahawks at 2-4, Saints at 3-2. Who's the quarterback for the Saints? Biff Gutterslaw? Good pass. It was 2nd and 16, now it's 3rd down and 3. That's a hell of a play, man. Saints need this win, man. Oh, I'm watching the Drew Brees, Peyton Manning, and Eli Manning commentary on Monday Night Football. And their special guest is Drew Brees. Love it. I had to turn this up, man, so I could hear a little bit of this shit. Shut up, you whore. Shut up, you whore. Excuse me.
Yeah, right. You're gonna see a lot of Camaro right here. I think there's gonna be a lot of Camaro coming up.
Hey, Drew, y'all's red zone plays, like, were y'all copying other teams?
You know, we had a pretty good menu, both of run and pass.
This is awesome. Those are three quarterbacks. All three of these guys have won Super Bowls. And they're commentating the Monday night game. I'd much rather watch this, man.
We might steal a few ideas from, you know, previous years. We shoot. You guys know you. There's probably times where you're going back and stealing something from 3 years previous.
All right, turn it off because we have other things to do. La da da dee. Second down and goal to go. It's a 10-10 tie. 2:50 left in the game, and the Saints are working toward what looks like it's going to be a field goal. I don't know. Maybe they'll get a touchdown of this piece of shit. Seahawks are hurting, man. Bad. They suck. I hate to put it as bluntly as that, but, you know, they do. And that's just the facts. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. All right, here we go. Do the surf thing. I always love my surf music. Yeah, that'll work. That'll fucking work.